In today's episode, you'll discover how to start your own ripple of kindness that will reach far into the new year.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast helping parents of LGBTQ plus kids move from fear to fierce allyship and feel less alone and more informed so you can protect what matters, raise brave kids, and spark collective change. I'm Heather Hester. Let's get started.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester, and today is day 12, the final day of our 12-day holiday capsule. More human moments for the most wonderful and complicated time of the year. These 12 days have guided you through simple exercises and responses to empower you and help you stay grounded and reflective. You don't have to conform to holiday pressure. Your peace and presence are the rebellion, and I hope that you felt that. These are real moments for real humans. And on this final day of this capsule series, we are ending with hope, real hope, the kind that is rooted in action and connection. By the end of today's short episode, you'll understand why hope is an act of courage in uncertain times. You'll remember the impact you have on your family, your community, and the world. And you'll participate in a small ritual of sending love outward. So let's get into it. Here's the scenario. Either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, and you are just sprawled on the couch, enjoying just being. As you sit there, you begin reflecting on this past year. Maybe the hard conversations, the scary moments, the small wins. And you wonder if any of it has mattered, if your efforts have changed anything at all. Hope isn't naive. Hope is strategic. Hope is how humans survive. And for parents and allies of LGBTQ plus people, hope is a lifeline, a way of saying, this story isn't over, and I choose to keep showing up for love. Every small effort you've made this year, every correction, every hard conversation, every boundary, every late night worry, every affirmation, it all matters. Each small effort ripples outward. Each small effort shapes the future. Kindness, clarity, and courage are all contagious, and you've been spreading them all year long. So here's today's strategy. Remember the ripple effect. Trust that every boundary, affirmation, safe conversation, and act of allyship has caused ripples that you may never fully see. Today's ritual is called Send Light. If you can, take a few moments and close your eyes. Picture three people, any three people. It could be your child, a friend, yourself, anyone. Imagine sending them a warm beam of light. Let that light connect you. Let it soften you. And let it remind you that hope is relational. If you want a little more time or support on this, try reflecting or journaling on this question. Who am I sending warmth to today? And what do I hope they feel? Thank you for walking through all 12 days with me. This has been a series about small shifts, but also about big courage, the courage to protect what matters, to set boundaries with love, to show up fully for LGBTQ plus kids and communities, and to stay rooted in your values no matter the season. You've practiced clarity, compassion, steadiness, and those practices ripple outward in ways that you may never fully see. As we close this capsule, carry forward whatever helped you feel more anchored, more open, more alive, and remember that your presence, your voice, and your humanity make a difference. If this series supported you, please share it with another parent or ally who might need these tools. And for continued guidance, community, and resources, you can join my newsletter or explore other offerings at heatherhester.net. Thank you for being here. Thank you for choosing love in a world that desperately needs it. More human, more kind, always.